Tapping into Eternal Energy. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Tapping into Universal Energy. Tapping into Eternal Energy. Tapping into Energy. Energy is what makes the world go round. Energy is what makes substance substance. Energy is what is, you might say, the life activity within all atoms, within all essence, within all. Now, energy is a creative force. Energy is an active force. Energy is an essence. But energy has to be directed, because energy is, and it is like the law of cause and effect. It exists as a principle, as an essence, as a isness. But until it has direction, until it has something that tells it what it should do and how it should act and how it should be, energy just exists. It exists, as you might think, purposely, purposelessly. It has no purpose. It just exists. Now, that's a mouthful, purposelessly, but it exists without a purpose. It is only there, like the law of cause and effect, like any principle. It is only there. As a principle and as an essence, it is extremely wonderful and powerful and beingness, but the power doesn't come in its existence. The power comes in how it is used. Because without having direction, without having purpose, without having a reason to be, then energy just exists quietly and unobtrusively. It exists without our even recognizing that it's there. It exists without our realizing that we have the ability, we have the genius to tell energy just what we want it to do. Just like we tell the law of cause and effect just what we want it to do. The law of cause and effect is a law, a principle, and it's a principle that doesn't mean a thing. It's a principle that doesn't mean a thing, as all principles are that way. They do not mean a thing. They have no essence, no purpose, no isness. They're just there. What then is the purpose of energy? What is the purpose of principle? What is the purpose of any of these things? Well, the vastness, the unimaginable quality of the universe, of the allness, are there. And it is for intelligence to utilize the principle, the vastness of the allness of the universe, and direct its functioning and its purpose. Now, I had a friend contact me and tell me about an illness that another person was experiencing. And they were saying that the healing was going on, and they were describing it in great depth, only a few words, but great depth, and were trying to take me off the track. But because I am one-pointed, because I have one idea in my mind when anyone says healing or wholeness, I see it done. I don't see the process by which it's done, and I don't see the activity of it being done. I don't see it undone and then done. I see it done. Now, as much as they would have liked to have given me a graphic picture of a condition, I told them, no, it's done. I said, I cover it with my pure white light of love. I cover it with my blanket of purity. I said, healing takes place differently for many people. And then I said, I see a blanket of love covering his entire body with threads of healing presence flowing in and through every organ, action, and function of his body. The healing or wholeness is complete now. I always speak in the first person present tense, positive wholeness complete now. There is no going to be, no healing is to be done. It is done now. This is the only reality that I know. This is the only life that I know, the only attitude that I know, the only expression that I know. Now, the principle says, whatever we choose to experience, we put that cause in motion. Now, the cause that we want to put in motion is wholeness. Not that it's going to be, but that it exists. Our original purity and integrity is expressing itself now. It's not that it's going to be. It always was. It always will be. It is the eternal energy that is functioning right now. Tapping into that eternal energy is a mental tapping into it. It all exists. It all is there. And we sometimes direct our attention in a contrary way to what we say we want to experience. And we want to experience wholeness. We want to experience healing. We want to experience the activity complete and done right now. It's not a matter of something that will be. So, the energy that is us, that is our activity, is a fluctuating, moving, dynamic force that's always in activity. It is always active, moving, fantastically, gloriously, expressing every wonderful, possible, possibly good thing that we could ever imagine. Now, how do you want to use the energy of the universe? How do you want to tap into eternal energy? How do you want to explore and exploit and utilize energy, eternal energy? How do you want to utilize it? Well, do you want to be in the flow, or do you want to have it sitting out there, waiting at the starting gate, waiting to get ready to go, like the horses that are getting ready to run a race, and the race has not begun yet. The race has not begun, it's just standing there waiting. Well, that's not how we are. We are all in activity now. We are all moving now. We are all dynamic now. We are a never-ending story. We are a never-ending activity of wholeness and goodness and purity and truth. Just like my friend's body, the blanket of love flooding over that body with threads of wholeness expressing through it, vibrating dynamically, gloriously. It's a wonderful thing. And it functions so beautifully. It functions so beautifully, but we don't visualize that activity in that way. I see a blanket of love covering his entire body with threads of healing presence flowing in and through every organ, action, and function of his body. Now, how could I see such a thing? Well, because I live in a very active universe. I live in a universe in which I create myself as a dynamic, wonderful, dynamic, positive person. I create every person in my universe as a wonderful, dynamic, very positive, magnificent person. I create all of the world around me in action, not dormant, in action, moving, expressing, being. I create all the possible causes and effects that could affect me, could affect my attitude about the world or what I'm looking at, as being in action. Now, it's not a matter that they're completed action. It's an action that's continuous. It's an action that is flowing and moving. And it's an action of always the original purity and integrity. It's not that it's trying to emerge from its limited concept of itself into a wholeness. It is that wholeness right now. It's not that it's trying to fulfill its dream, goal, or mission. It is that fulfillment right now. The fulfillment is fulfilled. But it is an active fulfillment. It is a fulfillment. If I look at a glorious painting an artist has completed, and he's done painting on it, but that piece of art is a living, dynamic, vital essence. I look at that painting and I see the vibrant colors, I see the shadows, I see the depth, I see the sparkle of the brightness, I see all of the light and darkness, all the colors, all the tones, I see all of it. It's a living, vital picture for me. And this is how the dynamic, eternal energy is in you and me. It's a living, vital, dynamic picture. It's always in action. I don't like to say the word in progress because that means it's going someplace or it's achieving something. But every time I look at this artist picture, what all is there is being revealed to me. Where at one moment I looked at it and I saw a beautiful sunset. The next moment, I looked at it and more closely, and I could see the boats on the lake. And I could see the shadows of the boats on the lake and from the sunset. And I could see the fishermen sitting in the boats. And I could see the little wavelets in the water around the boat, which were not evident when I first looked. And then I could see the leaves as they were dusting off of the trees and landing, floating gently down onto the lake itself. And other leaves were dancing in the breeze as they were swirling in a beautiful pattern coming away from the trees that I hadn't noticed at first. And then I looked at the people sitting in the boats, and I could see on their faces a smile. I could see on their faces contentment. And as I looked at the houses that surrounded the lake, I could see the lights coming out of the windows. I could see the glow of the lights. I could see the radiance of the front porch light as it lit the pathway from the house down to the lake. All that was always there. The wholeness, the perfection, the completeness was always there. And I chose to see it. Now, I can choose to see it throughout my entire expression of beingness, I can choose to see it, and I can choose to see it in steps and gradations, or I can choose to see it as one fabulous portrait, a marvelous picture of whatever it is that I'm looking at. Whether I'm looking at a person and their life, I look at a little child and I see in him the greatness that he is. I see right past the diapers, I see right past the activities that they're doing in the sandbox, I see right past them smearing food all over the place, I see right past all those things, and I see into the genius that they are. And I say, yes, the magic of that being is there right now. And as I let my mind, let my heart, let my soul penetrate into the energy of their beingness, it's all there. It's all complete. But it's being revealed to my eyes. It's being revealed to its world. And as it's being revealed, we call that time. We call that years that pass and age that comes. We call that experience that is revealing itself. And I call that tapping into eternal energy. What a glorious and exciting adventure that is. What a glorious and exciting adventure it is to tap into universal energy, the eternal energy, the allness of everything or anything that is right now. Kind of fun, isn't it? We'll talk about that another time. That's exciting. I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.